we look in the society, in the ma'ashara, and how does a person's society become, the environment around him become good? In other words, what I mean, if a person's environment or the society around him is good, it's not just that there we see in that society a lot of wealth, a lot of money, and a lot of progression and advancement materially. That's not what we define as a healthy environment. If these things are in an environment or in society, but if there's no peace in that society, then how can we say that that society is in a good position? If in one place we see that there's a lot of food and drink and life is easy, comforts and luxuries and lots of wealth, money is flowing, but in that place, lot of theft, lot of crime, lot of murder, no one respects each other. Yes, there's no stability, there's nothing that gives peace or contentment, but there's a lot of money, lot of wealth. Then can somebody say that that society is in a healthy position? No, totally not. Ma'ashara, that society is good in a position of well-being, that even if there's less materially, but there's peace and contentment. There's no distress. There's a respect for each other, honor for each other. People respect each other, there's dignity. Somebody will say that this is a good environment. So all of this, just like with the society, a society is made by the human being. The society is formed by the human being, and there's issues in the society when the human beings themselves are wrong. If the human beings are good, then the society will be good. So first and foremost, the component for a good society, for a good environment, that is that in this environment there should be islah, rectification, improvement. Improvement, islah, rectification, the first step for when reforming or improving, the main thing for the human being is islah. And our Deenul Islam focuses and works hardest on this mostly pillar. The best human being is he whose islah has taken place, who has been rectified, improved, refined. And for us in our midst, in our deenul islam, alhamdulillah, this is the foundation of our deen, islah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent many anbiya alayhi salam and their kitabs and their books. For which purpose? So that the society can be rectified and improved. We take any nabi, any prophet, any kitab which came from the heavens, and if a kitab was revealed to the nabi, to the prophet, and look at his tabligh and their work, yes, that we see that the complete tabligh, the complete propagation, all the prophets can do that. The only one did that, and he is the head of the prophets, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by alhamdulillah, we are fortunate, extremely fortunate, that we and his ummah. So all the other anbiya are there, but we are with the complete nabi. We are those who believe in all the nabis from before, all the prophets that came before, all the kitabs that came before. But fundamentally, we see that any nabi or prophet that came, who was sent by Allah, because remember, the prophet was sent by Allah with a task, and he was sent to wherever he was sent to rectify this. When there was total, you could say, there was loss in the society, and they were wild and lost, Allah would send his Nabi, and he would do Islah. You see this in the Quran, the historical mention that Dawud alayhi salam, Yunus alayhi salam, all the prophets that came with a mission, with an objective. What did they bring when they came, the prophets? They came with the message of Rabbani, that I'm the prophet, and another piece of news, that I've come with the Noor, that is the kitab that I've brought. Yes, that what was present in there that Allah Ta'ala sent, this is why I've been sent. So if we see that in all the kitabs, will you see, you won't see in any teaching, any of the kitabs Allah sent, that they will tell you the formula of how to make money, of how to become extremely wealthy. You won't see this in any kitab that Allah Ta'ala sent. Or will you see in any of kitabs that how you can materially become successful? No, not at all. Rather, they all came with one message, that improve your akhlaq. Elevate your conduct manners. Become a good human being. So the previous prophets and the kitabs did islah. If a person doesn't do his islah, if he doesn't rectify himself, then he cannot be correct. Foundation, fundamentally, every man is in need of something, and that is islah. Yes, bad, evil is present. A person is there and the dirt accumulates. Yes, but it's not hard to do wrong, and it's not even hard to do good. But the person needs to do islah first, and then he becomes good. Yes, he becomes high in status. My Hazrat used to give an example of this, that there was a river and the boat is crossing or going down the river. Now the boat, there are people sat in that boat and there's weight. And there in the river, that there's turbulence as well, but with ease they're traveling. And the passengers, they are hoping that with safety they'll get to the bank. And so they're trusting in that boat to take them through the river, the water. And then there's also a piece of wood that's come from a tree that's also floating down the river. Sometimes that wood goes up, sometimes comes down, and when there's turbulence or when the waves, but the boats are traveling nicely, but the wood is bopping up and down. And then that wood came close to the boat and said, "I'm thinking you are made out of wood, I'm also made out of wood." Said that wood that was randomly just being tossed around, said, "I am wood and you're wood, but you are boat, you are with ease, you're sailing through the river and you're taking passengers, human beings, and I'm tossing up and down, being thrown around." And the boat said, "Yes, you are right, totally correct. I am also wood and you also wood, but some craftsman, master craftsman, his hand came onto me. When that master craftsman hand came onto me, then he prepared me, not that just I can float nicely, but I also can carry others safely." SubhanAllah. And this is the same of the human being who's dependent for this as well. That until a human being doesn't get islah at the hands of another human being, improvement, coaching, guidance, they can't succeed. You cannot become a human being through maal, wealth, money, and material things. This is not what promotes a human being. How is a human being promoted? When the human being's akhlaq become high level. When he recognizes Allah. When he realizes his Lord. And he can't do that himself. You can't do that yourself. Look at this. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, beautiful hadith. Al-mu'min maratul mu'min. Subhanallah. A mu'min, he is the mirror for the other believer. A believer is the mirror for the other believer. Complete message in this statement. SubhanAllah. The Holy Prophet doesn't give. How is the example of the mirror? Mirror. Because if, what does the mirror do? What's the quality of a mirror? The when you put the mirror in front of you, you look at the mirror in front of you when you want to improve your look, isn't it? You don't always stand in front of a mirror or go past a mirror or look in the mirror. But when you want to make your face look nice, or you want to improve something, so to see that, to confirm it, you go in front of the mirror. You do, don't you? You go in front of the mirror. And you ask the mirror, "Tell me, am I right or am I wrong? Am I looking good or bad?" And then if the mirror says to you, "Yeah, you're looking good," then you'll leave it and you'll carry on. So it's the mirror. Allah Ta'ala has put a big quality, capacity. SubhanAllah, the words of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are very weighty. And he gave the example of a mirror, that there are such good qualities of the mirror, that with silence it does the islah of the person who's looking into the mirror. Number one, what does the mirror do? That itself it's shining. Yeah? The mirror is shining and it's complete without defect. And it identifies even the thinnest of hairs of a defect in that person who's looking at it, because it's so clean. It will show you everything. Number two, extremely, extremely honest is the mirror. High in honesty. In telling the defects, the mirror does not cease, doesn't stop, doesn't falter, doesn't hesitate. Rather, it tells that person who's looking into it, its defects, his defects, her defects. It doesn't care whether it will be bad or good for that person. But the mirror will say, "You're looking bad, improve yourself." So this is the power, the honesty of the mirror. The third quality of the mirror, beautiful quality of the mirror, is that the defects of the person looking in, it looks at its defects and explains to it, but it doesn't tell other people. Doesn't make it apparent to other people that this person came to me. When you go in front of the mirror, there's high confidence. And it will tell you your defects. When the other person comes in front of the mirror, he won't complain that this person came before, he was like this, his mouth was like this, he had these defects, his nose was like this. No, the mirror will not expose your defects. So the pious predecessors say, the example of the mirror in this society, in the reality, that the good righteous people are the example of the mirror. If a person doesn't go and sit in front of a righteous, pious person, and he doesn't request for his rectification and islah, an improvement, then his islah cannot take place. It's lazim, compulsory, for us human beings, if we want to improve ourselves. Look at the difference. You'll see it immediately. Those people who don't go to the person who goes to a wali Allah, to a sheikh, and he who doesn't, the difference between the two is like the difference between the heavens and the earth. Just like that wood, that piece of wood that was floating wildly. The hadith tells us this, it teaches us this. So, you'll see the difference. One man who he puts the imam on himself, and he comes. The other person goes in front of the mirror and puts his imam on. When they both come out, you'll see the difference. Whose imama is not aligned and whose is neat and tidy. He's got a mirror at home and he doesn't have a mirror at home. One person puts surma on his eyes. One, you can put the black hair and the black. The other person nice and smoothly has applied the surma to the eyes. And you clearly see that this person hasn't got a mirror at home. He's not looked in the mirror. This person has. So the appearance of the person, so when you have your conduct and your manners, automatically will tell others that, did you go and get the guidance? So the most important thing that Islam has prescribed to us for a human being, for a believer, is that he needs to be concerned about his Islam. If a person doesn't do Islam, improvement, rectification, then he cannot come to the right way. So Allah Ta'ala has given order for Islam. So, obviously, for a mirror to show us our appearances right or wrong, then will Islam not give us the tariqah to be rectified? Allah has given us the method as well for Islam. Ya ayyuhaladina amanu taqullah, kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Allah says in the Quran. That if you want to improve yourself, be rectified, you want to get to your destination, which for every Muslim, everyone who's a man, what's his manzil? Destination? Taqwa. That's our objective. Taqwa. You can do ibadah, worship. What's our objective behind everything we do? That we want to be muttaqis, so we get taqwa in ourselves. That's our objective. So Allah's Nabi said, taqwa will only come at that time, subhanallah. How will taqwa rise? Not through ibadah, not through worship, not through praying. Quran tells us this. Taqwa doesn't come into you via any worship action. By not reading books will it come into you, taqwa. Why? Muzallah has given us the formula in the Quran. How will it come? Qunu ma'as sadiqeen, Allah says. That if you go to the sadiqeen, into their company, that's the necessity. If you don't adopt this method, then taqwa cannot come into you. When you have the sohbat of the pious person, after that taqwa can come into that person. If you've read ulum, ilam, it's jais, permission, visible, but taqwa will not come through ulum, knowledge, reading, defects will remain within you. Incomplete you will be. You will not be the complete faithful believer. You will not be complete. Lazim for that individual, that believer, he must do his islah at the hands of the teacher. We've got so many naqs and defects inside us. We cannot imagine how many. Sometimes it occurs that the human being, he thinks that inside me, there's a big thing. I've got good qualities. And I've achieved. When he stands in front of the mirror, he realizes that that's his biggest defect. So until a person doesn't expose him in front of the third party, the mirror, if he doesn't expose himself the hands and explain them to a wali Allah, to a teacher, he doesn't present himself at the hands of a teacher, then in no way or form can he be improved. No way. It's not possible. And this is the most important branch of our deen and our life. And that's our foundation for our akhirah, for every phase of our life. That when a human being becomes a muttaqi, a believer, then he leaves successfully from this world. And that person who doesn't take the path and attain taqwa, he will be a failure when he departs from this world. And taqwa, how do we earn taqwa? How do we attain taqwa? Through sohbat, through company of a teacher. Must. And not just from the sheikh. There's not bayah that said here, through كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Not just doing bayah, you have to have the sohbat of the teacher. You have to regularly have the company of the teacher. You will have to find him. What is sohbat? The example is of the mirror. that present your defects in front of the mirror. When the mirror tells you, do this, improve yourself. Whatever then you do, then the sohbat is successful. If you sat in front of the teacher all your life long, that's not sohbat. You can stay there sitting, you will not get the success. Yes, but when you, what's the correct company of the teacher, is that you present yourself in front of the teacher, that I'm like this. Doesn't matter how big a person he is, how big a level he is on, or status, but when he goes into the company of the teacher, then the principal, the student will say, Hazrat, I'm this. I expose my defects, I have no ilm, I'm nothing. This is my hal. Then the mirror will give you the reply, the response. And with nice affection and with the right methodology will tell you, not suddenly will it be a burden. Rather, it takes your lifetime to explain to a person what to do. It's never occurred that you just go in front of the mirror and you put your imam on, and after that time will you break the mirror after that? No, you will need the mirror again. And shaitan, he deceives you. And there's a cure for that I've cured myself. After that, then he can deceive you again. Shaitan, then you have to go in front of the mirror again. The coach, the guide, will you not need to go in front of the mirror? Same way, sohbat the shaykh, is that time and time again you have to go to your shaykh for islah, for improvement. You are dependent as a student on the teacher. And it's so necessary for us in our life, just like food and drink and eating is essential for us. Same way for us believers, it's essential for us to have the sohbat, the company of the teacher, just like the necessities of life are. Alhamdulillah, we have iman, we have fikr for our faith, for our belief. And there's fikr inside the person, the human being, the believer. That somehow or other I want to be good, I want my children to be good, I want my family to be good, I want my life to be good. And this is only one path to achieve this. There's only one path to achieve this. What is that? To take the sohbat, the company of a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah. There's no other way. So Allah Ta'ala said in this verse, so the dunya will continue till Qiyamah. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, this verse proves this point, the walis of Allah will continue to come until Qiyamah. They will continue to come until Qiyamah. As long as we are in need of taqwa, we need to become muttaqis, then until Qiyamah, this is a necessity. And to become a muttaqi, what is the formula Allah has given? The pious people's company, the salihin people's company. So it's obvious, sohbat, company will continue until Qiyamah. This procedure, this practice, there's no other cure to this necessity. Sohbat has effect on the faithful believer. When Allah Ta'ala has given a cure, then that cure has an effect, for sure. You cannot reject the cure that Allah Ta'ala has given, and the effect takes place. Yes, and the goodness, the improvement comes about if we follow the procedure as given. For example, Hazrat Saadi rahmatullah alayhi, and in his couplets, in his poetry, he said beautiful points he made. And one couplet he wrote, great couplet in Farsi, that I was going, and that splashes of mud came on top of me. And those splashes of mud, when they came onto me, I thought it's just dust. But inside that dust, I started to smell a fragrance. And it was like misk and amber. And I was surprised that this is dirty sand or soil. Where's the fragrance come from? I asked the soil, the dirt, the oath. You are dirt, you are soil, you are mud. And you came onto my hand and onto my clothes. I have to wash you off. But there's fragrance inside you, he said when he smelt it. How did that fragrance come to you when he smelt his hand? And then in the response, he says, I'm nothing, I'm worthless, I am dirt and soil. But the point was this, that I am soil, but I'm unique and different from normal soil and dust, because on top of me a flower grew. A flower. And due to the company of that flower, I stayed in the company of that flower. And the fragrance that was on that flower, it also spread through to me. And that is the smell, the fragrance that you are smelling. So for such a long time I stayed in the company of that flower, and after that Allah Ta'ala instilled that fragrance into me as well. It says the soil, the sand. So this is lazim is compulsory for a human being, and today the way we see society around us, the environment around us, it's extremely necessary that the human being, he seeks and he attaches himself to the company of a pious person, a wali Allah. And it cannot be, if Allah has ordered us to do this, and he's not present in the world then, a friend of Allah. They are present, in every place they're present. When the human being has the desire, he tries, he seeks out to try and obtain that, then Allah Ta'ala will deliver that resource to that human being. On every place, in every region, you'll find this resource. Different types, but you'll attain it. You'll have desire, I want to become good human being, so that defects can come out of me. I want to be good. So the society today, we see how the world is progressing, how the world is moving, especially our children, our offspring, our families. Very simple formula Allah Ta'ala has given, and their hearts instill the love for the Wali Allah. They have no need, nothing else. Don't give them assistance. They give them, this is what will correct us and improve us. The assistance at the hands of the Wali Allah. And give them encouragement, because they'll tell you defects, they'll tell you the bad things or negative things. And to make them distant from them, far from them. Rather that you rebuke them, or you show your distress or anger, this happened, it's too hard. No. Explain to them nicely the defects that the mirrors are giving to me. He's totally correct. Without this, I cannot succeed. I'll be deceiving myself. Sohbat, company, is what changes person. One moment in the company of the Wali of Allah is better than 100 years of voluntary worship. Who recited in front of Hazrat Tanvi Sabram? Somebody recited this couplet. Someone said, Hazrat, I see a defect in this statement. He said, how? What is the defect that you see? He said, how can it be 100 years he's done worship a person? How many years? 100 years a man has worshipped. And after doing that, and he's got no riya, and then a second, just for a few moments after that, that he goes to the company of Wali Allah. How can his sitting with the Wali Allah be better than this 100 years of worship? Then Hazrat Tanvi Sabram, they said, what's the? He said, I'll explain to you the meaning of this. That he distilled 100 years. I will say that millions of years, 100 million years, better than that is to sit in the company. He said, it's not better than 100 years. He said, it's better than 100 million years. The reason for that, he said, Subhanallah. First, I'll give you an example to explain this. He gave a reason for this. He said, what's the reason? Then listen to the reason. He said that the ibadah, that a person doing worshipping 100 years or 100 million years he's doing ibadah, a person, then why is the moment in the company of the Wali Allah better than that? Why is that better to me? The reason for that is, listen to the example first. That, for example, where you to travel to? London. What's your destination? London. Okay? How long does it take to get to London? 2 hours, 2.5 hours journey. You go onto the motorway and you take the wrong turning, you take the wrong route, you forget to take the right turning, or you don't follow the signs, and you're traveling, and it takes you 10 hours. But London hasn't arrived. Then you phone. There you are. You haven't come. 10 hours. London, you haven't arrived. He hasn't come yet. I'm traveling and it's not coming. It hasn't reached me. I'm on the road. I'm in the car. The car's traveling fast with full speed. But London hasn't arrived yet. I haven't arrived to London yet. And the person you're phoning, he says, are you sure you took the right motorway? He says, let me check. And when he checks, go on this number, on this, and go and check that, and that will guide you. He looks at that and he sees that the motorway, his route was wrong. His route was wrong. So that 10 hours he was traveling, London has not arrived. What was the reason? Because his direction was wrong. His direction of travel was wrong. Comparison to that person traveling to London, his direction's correct. 2 hours he arrives. He arrives in 2 hours. Yeah, do you understand what I'm saying? You understand? So he stated that ibadah, he's doing 100 years. If his direction is not correct, then he can carry on 100 years, 200 years, but he won't reach his destination. Procedure is not correct. But the difference with the company, sohbat, is the direction will be given to him precise, the guide. the guide. His direction will be concise and precise. Go on this path, you are doing the wrong. You're traveling in the wrong direction. You think you're right. When he corrects his direction of travel, then within a moment he will get to his destination. Yak zamana sobata bil awliya. The moment in the company of the waliyla, that's the example. So he said it's lazim, essential. And he's traveling, and he's looking at the time, but it occurs that the direction of the human being is incorrect. So the person, he's working hard, he's making effort, he's trying hard to be improved. But until he doesn't get the guidance from the master, that are you working hard in the right way? Are you doing the right things for your improvement, rectification? Maybe you are considering yourself to be correct, but you're wrong. Your tariqah may be wrong. Your procedure may be wrong. Your method may be wrong. Look here. So that when we stand to pray salah, what do? We're praying salah. We prayed salah. After praying salah, we pray nawafil, voluntary, extra, optional, lots of salah. Somebody comes and puts a light on, and you see that my face was not towards the Kaaba, it was in another direction. So is your salah correct? No. It's not correct. Because the light was put on, you saw where you were, you said, oh, my direction's wrong, my face was facing the wrong way, it wasn't the Kaaba. Your salah would be correct when your face is towards, your body is towards the Kaaba. Same way is the human being, that he's traveling, he's practicing, he thinks he's right, but as soon as the insan tells him your direction of travel is wrong, then he understands that, yaar, all my hard work and effort was wrong. As soon as he corrects himself, and he's in the right direction, he's got the right principles, then he's doing the right thing at that time. So my brothers, until we don't correct our direction, and if the coach and the guide doesn't do that for us, obviously when he tells you that your salah in the Kaaba is this way, will you turn your face to Kaaba when you are corrected? Same way Zosobat Islam, that when you do your Islam, rectification, improvement, until you don't have that guide, the teacher, and if you don't obey that teacher, then what he tells you, if you don't practice what he obeys, instructs you, then your life won't be made. Then you'll be wasting time, because that is not sobat if you disobey. The khalis, sincere student, and the sobat isn't just you go and sit with him and you look at his face and etc. No, the pious predecessors have said that sobat, company of the teacher, is that when he prescribes something to you that this is wrong for you, then extract that from your life, that is sobat. That is the company of the teacher. And for this, it's not necessary that you are close to him physically. Look at this. It's not necessary that you're close to him physically. The real thing is that the message of itaat, the mashayikh ikram, subhanAllah, they do the work of the deen. Now, mashallah, there's different work, the sohbat, company of the teacher. Maybe physically you can't get to the teacher. It's not easy for you to sit next to him or be with him. So the mashayikh ikram, mashallah, they do another thing, is that they write some kitabs. They publish some books. Or they speak. They give some tadrees. And they know, it's not that I want to print books or make money, that's not their objective. Why do they publish books? So those muridin who are far, the students who cannot come close to me, when they read these kitabs, they will get the same sohbat, the same company. That's why the pious elders have stated that the murid should never be empty-handed, the student. He should never remain empty-handed or think he's far from the teacher. And we're in that generation, alhamdulillah, that many things Allah Ta'ala has created or exposed to us and given us that knowledge. That person should continue to read those things and keep them in his heart. With those, alhamdulillah, he should keep on listening to the voice of the teacher. He should keep on listening to the statements of the teacher. Through the resources, we say that Shaykh's too far, how can I get the guidance? I'll tell you today the formula. That there are so many people who are, mashallah, ahead of you and have progressed beyond you, but they're not physically here. I'll tell you this clearly. Many, the women folk who are not here, women folk are behind the parda anyway. Naturally, the women folk are behind the parda. They can't sit in the gathering. So what's the case now? The women and the men, is there a difference between them? No, when we speak about Jannah, Maqamat, therefore both for the men folk and for the women folk, for the brothers and for the sisters. Muslimin wal Muslimat, Qanitin wal Qanitat. Look at the verse of the Quran. Sabrina Sabirat. Now let's mention. Kathir Dhikr, men and women folk. The men who do dhikr and the women who do dhikr. Dhakirin with dhakirat. Now the women folk don't sit next to me. They don't come physically and sit here. Does this mean they're not getting sohbat? They're not getting the company? So what we realize, sohbat isn't that physically you sit in front of the teacher, close to the teacher. You have to be right next to the teacher. Keep on coming, keep on looking. Alongside this, yes, definitely we do need this. Islah, that do your islah. your improvement. Whatever the Shaykh is saying, verbally you should have the jazba, the passion to absorb that, to want that. If you have that and it's hard for you to come, you can't arrive that same phase, the same virtue, same blessings, just like you're sat in the halqa now and dhikr takes place, the amount of benefit you'll take, the more than you, those people, those women folk will take the benefit who have the passion for obedience and practice. Not that we just have physically in front and we're doing dhikr. No, wherever dhikr is going, we're science and technology. Why is Allah Ta'ala giving us science and technology today in this era? We are looking at it in the light of iman. Why is the phone come? Why is the speaker being made? The microphone being made? And the sound waves being made? The people of the world use them in different ways, but we use the mic and waves and technology in a positive way, because so much vice and evil is spread in the world. In every house there's evil and vice. So Allah says that in every house I want my message to arrive. In the previous generations, yes, even in my generation, Hazrat Sahib didn't come to me. Yes, Hazrat, in that time the tape recorder was there, and even the tape reels were less. 60, 70 years ago, the time of Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh, in his era, his generation, you had to travel to the Sheikh. You had to travel to the company of the teacher. You had to give sacrifices. Alhamdulillah, nafs and money and physically, everything. If I didn't do any mujahidah, I didn't make any effort. But I had to go, I had to leave everything and go to the company, to leave my shop, my business, to leave my home, my family, my wife, my children. I used to leave them. Not once, as long as Hazrat Sahib was alive, this continued, this practice. This continued. Now you've just come and sat here for a little while, and you that do this, and you say, the company, why have I not become Bayezid yet? Why am I not Junaid Baghdadi yet? Why am I not seeing dreams? Why am I not a pious sheikh? We complain just after a few sittings. And that, mashallah, those who have the sincerity, they become pious. I'm giving examples. That those people who sit here physically, many men and women folk, sisters, mashallah, they're on high maqams, high levels, alhamdulillah. Why? Because inside them they have the jazba. Just like Hazrat is doing dhikr, they sit immediately in the morning and they pay attention. They stop their task. They listen that whatever we hear today, we're going to practice, they say, the sisters. So Allah Ta'ala has given them Jannah as well. Allah will deliver them to Jannah. So it's proven here. Sohbat is defined as what? Company of the teacher. Because I'm letting a big deception go far from you. Sohbat, company of the Shaykh, is to have the passion, the desire for obeying, for practicing. The person who has more desire, not that you go physically, you sit in the company, 10, 15 years you're sitting, but the defects you're being told, not one has come out. Not one has come out. Pick about two, not even one has been eliminated. The faces, the appearance has changed, the libas. That's not why you come to the Sheikh. You go to the Sheikh because the dirt within you is clean. The human being comes and he comes to become precious. Allah Ta'ala says, Mu'min, that I purchased the lives of the mu'mineen. Yes, Allah says in the Quran, that I purchased the lives of the believers. And if Allah is purchasing, Allah the Rabb is purchasing, then how valuable you should be when Allah purchases you. How valuable and precious you should make yourself. There is no normal person who's buying you. If you find out that your shop, a very rich man, and he wants to come to your shop to buy stock, to buy the goods, merchandise. Will it not make a difference to you? You'll clean the shop, your business premises, and you'll put good decoration, make your goods look shiny, and your staff will be alerted that this customer's coming, he wants some stock, we're going to give him a lot of goods, we want to sell our goods. Will you not be alert? You'll be alert, a rich man's coming to buy stuff at your shop. So Allah says, Mu'min, be ready, I am your purchaser of you. And if Allah Ta'ala says, I am buying you and I've purchased you, then tell me what will be his maqam in Jannah, paradise, that person. So, will Allah Ta'ala purchase a person who's not worth anything? Such a cheap person? No. Do your islah, you've come for your islah, rectify yourselves, improve yourselves. First message of islah. The first step of the kalima is what? The first message of the kalima is iman's coming to you. You are faithful now, so have concern for your iman. And where will you learn islah from? This has been also told to us. Where will you get islah from? Sohbat, the company of the teacher. Sohbat the sheikh. Company of the teacher. Our Holy Prophet ﷺ gave a beautiful example of sohbat, company. He stated, hadith this is. This is a hadith. of telling us about good company. Good company, the example of good company is the person of fragrance, subhanAllah. Rasulullah SAW said, the example of good company is of the person with fragrance. If you go to the man who sells fragrance, you go to the person who's got fragrance, and you sat with him for a little while, and you didn't buy any fragrance, didn't put it on, but when you come back, the fragrance will be emanating from you, radiating from you, subhanAllah. That's the example of good company. The good company example was told by the Prophet ﷺ. And the example of bad company, the Prophet ﷺ said, the example of bad company, even if you went there and you didn't physically do that, but the stench and the bad smell will come into you of that bad company. That's sobat, yes, salatun, the good company, and the dirty company. So the dirty company takes effect and the good company takes effect. It rubs off onto you. So the example of this has been told to us that, brothers, the man, the most important thing, the thing we are necessary for us is sohbat, company of a person, a good person, changes a person. And if you and me, let's look at the example here, that Ramadan, we are passing through Ramadan, and the message of Ramadan are being delivered to you, and the same message I'm giving to you today again, that you can decide for yourself, that before Ramadan and during Ramadan, has any difference come to us or not? Tell me. Has a difference come to us or not? It has, isn't it? The nurani illumination, a good feeling, you start to feel lighter, nicer, and you feel more towards ibadah. And the salah, you get enjoyment or not? Tell me. And the dhikr increases or not? Tell me. Is Quran increase or not? Tell me. Isn't it? Tell me. Nawafil, do you start to pray more or not? Tell me. In 20 nafil in the night you pray. In the night, is it difficult for you to stay up? What is it then that makes this difference? And why couldn't you do this in previous months, the 11 months before? Why didn't we do it? They were months as well. What was the reason? Allah Ta'ala said that in this month that I have kept it unique and different from the previous months. This is the pious month, the month of piety, the month of rahmah, mercy. This has come as a sheikh, as a teacher, and you are sat in its company, the month of Ramadan. And due to you coming into the company of Ramadan, you have improved. You have been rectified and the rectification has taken place inside you. So the biggest thing that Ramadan has given to us is sohbat, the company. And if Ramadan didn't come, then the previous months like that were before us would be the same. And that they have months, they are Islamic. They're Islamic, but because in this month Allah has put a special quality, what was the special quality of Ramadan? That Ramadan has come to rectify the human beings. That is done Islam of our lying, our backbiting, our akhlaq, our bad manners, our nafs, our ego. Is it not doing it, Ramadan? It's doing Islam of everything. So it's come as a sheikh, as a teacher. Allah Ta'ala has revived us and awakened us. Just like today, due to Ramadan, we have improved and have fikr for your Islam ongoing. Because without Islam, the human being is worse than the animals. Remember this. He doesn't have akhlaq, doesn't have manners. So he doesn't have good qualities. Islamic, he's an animal. Just like animals eat and drink, and they eat the grass Allah's given to them, they're eating, then they die and we bury them and they die. That's the objective of life, brothers. That if the objective of life is that we should get high grade paradise, Allah Ta'ala's nearness, qurb. So in this society, we should practice on this, we should save our children as well. This is our responsibility, save our children. Just do one simple action. Sohbat, company, if it's not happening, then read the kitabs to them, allow them to hear the speeches, the words of the teacher, and do mal on that yourself, and then that will affect. That I heard this from Hazrat, my teachers, and my parents, he's doing amal. He said, pray tajud, then they sing the mother, father, praying tajud, then tell them the benefits, tell them with nice love, Wali Allah is a great person, they have affection, and their words is enjoyment. And if for example you adopt this method, inshallah, this tariqah the Quran has told us, then in your house the revolution will take place. Improvement will take place. Love and affection. This is a complete message to improve the society around us. You will be improved yourself, and your society environment around you will also improve. And here, alhamdulillah, has given us such a great ni'mah, the morning and evening, the majalis, the gatherings. This is nur, light beyond light that we are receiving. Yani, you have the sheikh, you have the teacher, and you have his company. SubhanAllah. No, they don't look at the sheikh far away, are you? Are you looking at the sheikh far away and you're taking company? You are looking at the sheikh and you're taking the company. SubhanAllah, the sohbat. So the difference takes place or does it not take place? Yes, it takes place. So what we're talking about, that we have hidden our children at home? kept them home. Without sohbat, no result will come out in your life. Let me tell you this clearly. You know the chicken? The chicken, it gives egg, lays the eggs, doesn't it? The chicken. And it gives the egg, the chicken says, go and eat it. But that same egg, if you go to the shop, the same egg, when it's within the feathers of that chicken, and it protects it and preserves it and warms it, and is there for many days and it suppresses it, then after 40 days, that same egg, it hatches and another chicken comes out of that. That same human being, when he goes, subhanallah, and he goes in the company of a teacher and he's protected, and the shade of the teacher, and he spends time there, days there, weeks there, then he graduates as a new human being from that company. New human being. This is how great is the sohbat of the teacher. But we don't value this, we don't appreciate this, we don't have qadr for this. Allah has given us great, great ni'mas. So inshallah, just as Ramadan has improved and rectified us, same message comes to us, that we need the sohbat, the company. We need the sohbat for ourselves, for our family, for our children. A sharia way, when you see someone, he's not correct, he's getting spoiled. Ma'ashara is very spoiled. And some way or other, some way with some method, get that person to the company of the Wali of Allah. And seat him in front of the Wali. Don't be disheartened, he'll run away. Bring him back again. Don't lose hope. Then his heart will feel, oh, I don't want this, and he'll run away. And there's no other way. Otherwise we give up and say, oh, okay, he's going to be a jungly, an animal, let him be an animal. Stay straight. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us that the bad company will have a bad effect, and all the bad and evil sins will come into him just like the bad company he's got. Don't cry tomorrow then. Don't cry tomorrow then. Don't complain tomorrow. For this, that we need to seek the other path, the right path, but don't have the, that is the right path. It is the right path. I'll explain to you a bit what I'm saying. It's the right path, and there's another path we've adopted after seeing people. That make him a Hafiz al-Quran, make him an alim, make him a scholar, make him like this, and teach him, learn the knowledge. That's fine. That's fine. But there, understand, he will not be rectified, the child. If he's spoiled already by sending him to institutes, it's not written anywhere. Allah's not given this example anywhere in the deen that your child or the human being will be corrected or improved. That do all of these things. There's no doubt that those who want to do these things, do them. But if you want to be improved and become a human being, then for that you only need one thing, that is the sohbat, the company of the sheikh, the teacher. Don't look left and right. After all those journeys and the ilm, you have to bring him to the soul. Otherwise you'll still be the monkey and the animal. What's the ayah in the Surah Jummah? That for example, if you put the kitabs on the top of the donkey, does he become the alim, the scholar? What is my? Stays the donkey. Even if you put the books on the back of the donkey. Stays the donkey. So don't put the burden of kitabs on your children. Don't put the burden of Quran. Rather instill the fikr and islah and rectification into the children. Give them fikr. Even if he's not an alim, even if he's a scholar, he has to have islah. Even if he's not an alim, he has to have islah. So success is via islah. Rectification for both. For both groupings. Success is on islah. Here you can't say he's a scholar, he's got ilm, nothing. No, he will not succeed that way. So, I'll give you an example here of that, like children, we meet them in the masjid, and one person, a child, I kept looking at him, the child, and he was graduated, his way, the way he's walking around, he stood on the prayer mat for salah, and his style a little bit, mashallah, with us, and then, alhamdulillah, I'm nothing, and mashallah, he's an alim scholar, and he's in waz and lectures, you know, happens sometimes, person, that's one of this, that hasn't had the islah, which I thought, okay, let me, my heart felt, that let me, and then mashallah, you can say my heart felt inclined towards him, you can say that. So once in the pathway, or in the way, I met him, And this, just like me and you, that this, mashallah, there's a different sohbat, that if a proper wali of Allah does the work of the deen, when a person, and that obviously there's a difference between me and the walis of Allah, and look at their style and their method. I thought I'd just try the way the walis of Allah do. So I was walking past him and I met him, and I passed by him and I said, Assalamu alaikum. And the ulama Israel, you know, he said, what's that? Yeah. They didn't even come out of his mouth, I think. Not even a year he had graduated. So I passed by, I said, you go in front of me, you're an alim, I'm not an alim, you're a scholar, please, you walk in front. So he's walking in front. And then we were speaking. Alhamdulillah. I gave him, to explain to him a few words, and he stood there. And it affected him a little bit. And then what happened? He started to stand with me, next to me. And this, we reached to that point, then I shook his hand, we did musafa. And then when we met again, Now, I wasn't meeting brother, he was trying to meet me after that. That's the difference that came about after. So, when we were walking, I'm telling you the experience, that difference does take place on people. So he started to walk, and while we were walking, he stopped and stood, and he's speaking to me, explaining to me all his matters, then I was talking, and then he departed. So the stage came then after that I am going in front, and he's running after me. Subhanallah. And he's running after me, started to look for me. And then the scene came, subhanallah, that he started to say, Hazrat, I don't know what it is, but I have such a pull, an attraction, that I have started to listen to your bayans. Subhanallah. So, Jane Jan, then he became, mashallah, beloved, and then mashallah, became the guest of the heart. So it takes time sometimes, but definitely the company has an effect on a person. Najmuddin Sahib, he was a pious elder of the Deoband, Hazrat Najmuddin from the Mashaykh, Shaykhul Hadith as well, he was scholar from Deoband. But his style was very unique, just like I've seen a few Walis of Allah. He used to stay in his room, Hazrat Najmuddin, and he didn't go too much to tabligh and propagate deen, but he was a great wali Allah. Silence. Everyone has their own style of practice. So this was his style, just stay. If somebody came, he'd speak to them. If somebody came, if they didn't, he'd stay silent. So one child was a little bit spoiled. And this is a true event that I heard from the pious predecessors. I heard this myself directly. So Hazrat Najmuddin Sahib, Najm Hasan, I think was the name. So his father, and he is the child's father, went there to meet him. He fought his pen there. Somebody, for example, leaves something there by chance. So he said that to your son, go to Hazrat, I've forgotten my pen there, bring my pen back. And one moment in the company of the Wali of Allah. So that child was a bit spoiled. He said, Abba, I can't go there. He said, why? He said, no, I'm not going there. He said, why? That you have to go and get the pen. You're not going to do anything else. Just go and bring my pen back. The father said, I can't go myself. And he said to his son. So he went there, the son, when he went to get the pen, then Hazrat, it took a long time to find the pen. And how long? 2-3 minutes maybe it took to find the pen. So he sat there. After that, he gave the pen in his hand. And then Allah, some rahmah and mercy in the wali Allah. Then he sat there for a little while. And Hazrat said to him, don't you pray salah, my son? He said, no. He said, well, that's not very good, my son. That you should pray salah. It's a very bad conclusion of a person who doesn't pray salah. You should pray salah. And just nice style, nice way, he said a few words to him. When he came back, he started to pray tahajjud. Allahu Akbar. And his father, he stood there, and he understood one moment in the company of the wali of Allah. So why will the effect not take place? That if the soil had the fragrance from the flower that gave it in company, the soil, then will the walis of Allah's fragrance not go into the human being? That the fragrance of the flower is just in the garden, but the fragrance of the wali Allah goes up to the heavens. If you sit on the earth, then it goes to the other realm, to the arsh, to the heights. Hazrat Ali Murtaza Ramdai, can't you see his fragrance around us today? When I came initially, remember this, what I'm telling you, the work of the deen, of reviving the deen, the work of Islam. This is not some minor come. The person who does the work of the deen, he knows. He said, we want to be sheikh, I want to be a sheikh. But when a person becomes sheikh, he doesn't become a sheikh. The person who gives the permission, Hazrat sent me here, didn't he? My sheikh instructed me. Otherwise, if I was to become a sheikh myself, I could never be. So the first thing is opposition stands, swears, and pushing around. Even until now, in different ways, there's opposition now. Different ways. Yes, the swearing, the opposition, the sneering, the sniggering. So with this Ajiz humble servant, the situations that arose and the opposition, it was extreme, severe, ajib. But the revolution came in such a way that that time, the ulama, that time, the scholars, the Hazrat of Berry, Darul Berry. When I came, I think Berry was established at that time. I remember an event that time, Hazrat Sheikh Yunus, rahmatullah alayhi. He was a great Sheikhul Hadith scholar. And me and him, we became friends in Madinatul Manawwara. Friendship. I didn't know who he was, but he didn't know me, who I was. And we were in itikaf together, and I liked him, and he was young as well at that time. And he'd say, there sometime, once he came with me, I said, Hazrat, I like your company, I like sitting with you. And you have this blanket in your hand, Nasheed, sometimes you sit there, sometimes you sit there, you don't stay in one place, what's the reason? And he said, Yar, very good question, where have you come from? I said, we started talking, our friendship was made, established love for each other. We didn't know that ilm, knowledge, I didn't know how great a Shaykh al-Hadith he was, I didn't know. So at that time, Hazrat used to be, and I had the effect of Hazrat Sahib with me at that time. So I sat him down and I said, sit here. And I started telling him about Hazrat Sahib, and then he started to come close to me. When I shared with him Hazrat Sahib's words, he came more closer to me, to the extent that love increased. And he used to keep a place for me that you sit here next to me. And this is Sheikh Yunus Sahib Ramdhani. Everyone knows who Sheikh Yunus Sahib is. All the ulama ikram, respected scholars. Totally the truth I'm telling you today. So he said, and this is about Darul Uloom. The Darul Uloom came into that discussion. So I said, Hazrat, why you sat here? Come with me. Come with me. And I will introduce you to my Sheikh, my teacher. He said that I have so much love for you, Sheikh. I feel so much to meet your Sheikh. These were his words. But you are a unique person, he said to me. I said, why? He said, Medina, you are leaving your Medina to go to your Sheikh. I said, Hazrat, you haven't understood yet what I have to say. That we kept on talking, you haven't understood. That's why I want to take you, come with me. He said, that I promised you that I will go with you, I'll meet your Sheikh, but at this moment of time, I can't go with you. That mashallah, I said that I'm leaving, I'm about to go. And we had good friendship. He said, okay, that where will we meet? I said, that you tell me, where shall we meet? He said, you tell me, that are you from England? I said, yes. He said, I have a student there. And these were his words. That Yusuf Mutala. Do you know Yusuf Mutala? I said, I don't know him. He said, in Bury, is there a place called Bury there? And there he's established a madrasa. A madrasa. And he's trying hard, and his kitab has been left there. I need to teach him this kitab. And that when I was to come, and I tried hard, and you've come, and that kitab will be complete. You come, and I'm his ustad. So come, I have to go there. I'm going there. After this, I'm going there. So you do one thing for me. I said, yes. What is it? I said, are you coming there? I said, I'll be very happy. He said, do one thing for me. He said, what shall I do? I said to him, what shall I do? He said, you come to Bury. And there, people that don't leave me when I go there, then people come from there. So what you do for me, as soon as you come, he's somebody I know. I say, come, I'll go with you. And then you take me with you and take me with you. SubhanAllah. So at that time, Bury came in between. I couldn't do that. But after coming, I was busy in my tabligh, and my situation was severe at that time. There was a big opposition, storm of opposition that I could not get rid of. There was opposition and storm and people against me and enemies all around. And that time I couldn't go to Hazrat to receive him, to take him. We couldn't meet after that. Anyway, so there was friendship between us. So at that time, Bury was established from all corners, mashallah. But the work of the deen, from there you'd get the call as well, Hazrat Sahib, you could hear, that who is this person that he's brought revolution around here, in our region. What was that inqalab? That was the madrasa inqalab. That was amalan, practically, that mashallah, parda came onto the women, imam on people, TV was expelled out, thrown out, chucked out. And from the eyes, people saw this. Why? Because this was my Sheikh Ali Murtaza Ramdai. This was his effect. And you're sat here today, Khan, Kaz, environment, you're listening. Where did this color come from? This effect. From the sohbat, from the company of the teacher. You understand now the definition of sohbat? That he was there, but we did amal on his words and we received the effect of his company. And this sohbat will not stop. But call Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi, the Islah, there's no path apart from Ihya, the Hazrat Imam Ghazali, his book, Ihya al-Ulum, he writes in the conclusion, the biggest thing for a human being is Islah, rectification. The most important to get to destination is Taqwa. Without Taqwa, no believer can go to paradise. Without Taqwa, write this down. Confirm. That's why Allah has given this month, a whole month, to make us muttaqi. Allah knows that we are murtads, the people are disbelievers, murtad towards kufr and shirk and munafiqs, they can't go to paradise. No human beings are murtad, they will drama, the ibadah is a drama, is fake. Allah has given us a month, and that we come, and all of the dirt within us, Allah Ta'ala cleans away, wipes away, all of the defects within. Allah Ta'ala doesn't teach us salah in this month, He doesn't teach us Quran. No, He wipes away all the defects within us, and He does tazkiyah for us. After that, Allah Ta'ala says, I've made you muttaqis, and I've made your ummati jannatis now, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah announces. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why that Imam Ghazali Ramdai says that it's essential in every believer, he cannot go to paradise until he's a muttaqi. And no person can become a muttaqi until and unless he doesn't have the sohbat of the guide, of the teacher, of the sheikh. That's why I tell you, that's why Imam Ghazali Ramdai said that the company of the teacher, if you're finding it, carry on until Qiyamah, you will find it. Because Allah Ta'ala wants to fill Jannah, not Jahannam. So that's, I've explained to you now the definition of sohbat. Company, it's not about sitting and looking at the teacher, rather, plus on top of that, what is sohbat? Sohbat will become company when you listen to his words and practically implement and obey his words. This is what Ramadan has told us to do. That's what Ramadan is told you. Ramadan is practically given us the learning. Keep the fast. Have we kept the fast or not? He says, leave food. Have we left food or not? And the fast says, leave drinking. Have we left drink or not? We left the wife. Have we left the wife or not? We've not done it. We've done it. Practically, we have obeyed Ramadan. Practically, we've taken the sohbat of Ramadan. Whatever it's told us, we've obeyed Ramadan. We've practiced it. When we practice what Ramadan has said, instructed, then Ramadan says, your company is complete and you are muttaqi. Alhamdulillah, lalakum tattaqoon. Same thing the sheikh says, that when you come to me, O student, and you've obeyed my words, then you've become a muttaqi. And now you are a person of paradise, a muttaqi, a jannati. You understand what I'm saying, brothers? So this is the real message of sohbat, the definition of company, and the objective of going to a sheikh. There's no way out apart from this. No, I don't feel like going to a sheikh. I am this, I have no need to go to the company of the sheikh. All life long you will not be successful. You have to go, you have to enlist at the GP, and you have to do your islah through the GP. And when you do the, when he tells you how to do islah, you'll have to implement it. And when you go there, and then you don't follow his orders, then he is worse. Then they are the people from the mutakabbirin, from the jahileen, he'll be included. That despite being in the company of the teacher, he didn't obey and he didn't implement, then he'll be the jahileen, the mutakabbirin. And he's called a mutakabbir, the person who has the pride inside him. And the punishments have been mentioned. The Quran is saying, if that's right, or is it wrong, tell me. Despite this, to attain the company of the wali Allah, and you still didn't attain taqwa, sad, taqwa cannot come without islah. Rectification, lazim, compulsory, essential. If a human being wants to be saved from hellfire, he wants to attain paradise, you won't get this from dhikr, you won't get this from Quran. From taqwa it will go, from taqwa it will be attained, and taqwa comes from the sohbat-e sheikh, the company of the teacher. Yes, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq ability to understand these points. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.
يا الله هماري صغيرة وكبيرة غناهكم أفهم يا الله هماري صغيرة وكبيرة غناهكم أفهم دانشتا غير دانشتا غناهكم أفهم يا الله تو هم سے راضي ہو جا يا الله تو هم سے راضي ہو جا اے میرا مولا تم پہ فضل فرما دے کرم فرما دے رحم فرما دے يا الله هماري باطنوں کو تبديل فرما دے يا الله هماري باطنوں کو تبديل فرما دے يا الله هماري اصلاح فرما دے يا الله هماري اصلاح فرما دے هماري اولادوں کے اصلاح فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں فکر نصیب فرما اصلاح کا میرے مولا یا اللہ اصلاح کا فکر نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا رحم ہمارے جو بھی دعائیں ہم نے مانگی قبول فرما جن حضرات نے مردوں نے اپنی دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے میرے مولا ان کے حق میں ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین